Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing to talk about the protections from Ayin Hara, and this is actually twofold. Number one is, how do we protect so that an Ayin Hara doesn't come? And maybe even if there is an Ayin Hara, how can we protect that Ayin Hara does not continue? So we've seen in the past couple of days two solutions or two protections from an Ayin Hara. Number one is Davar HaSamui Min HaAyin, something that is tsanua, something that's modest. In other words, something that is not publicized to the public. There's not going to be an Ayin Hara because the public will not know about it. It's not flaunted. It's not disclosed. And accordingly, there's no Ayin Hara. There's no one looking to know about it and be jealous of it. So that is number one. Number two, and this was yesterday's discussion, fish, dagim. Fish, for example, is the mazel of Adar, the month of Adar, where we were saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Haman HaRasha and so many other symbolisms and issues and reasons and references for protection via fish. So that was number two. Number three, we're going to see today. Number three and number four, we are going to see today. So number three, fairly short, is Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim, the brachas, Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, and that is given over by the Kohanim. That acts as a protection from Ayin Hara as well. This is based on the Medrash Tanchuma. We're not going to go through the whole Medrash, but the concept is as follows. It's based on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, the Luchos, the first set of Luchos. It was given in a very public and publicized way. Kishanazon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tolisha Asalem Pumbi, it was in public, and what happened? There was an Ayin Hara on it. And that resulted with the breaking of the Luchos. So when the Mishkan was being built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, we're going to protect against this. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma says, Kevin Shabau Vasu Lehem Mishkan, now that they're about to make the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Brachos Tchilab in advance of building the Mishkan. Which Brachos? To avoid an Ayin Hara, that's what it says in the Mishkan, Lo Tishlot Bayam Ayin Hara. Accordingly, he gave right before the building of the Mishkan, it says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Those psukim come right before. This is in Parshas Naso, and it says, those psukim, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yishem Hashem Banav Alecha V'chonek, etc. That is at the end of Perek of Vav. Yasem lecha shalom, v'samu eshmi yasob adesu ani avarchem, and you put my name on Klal Yisrael, I will give them a bracha. And then, right afterward, it says, Vayi biyom kalos Moshe lakim es haMishkan, the building, the final building, putting up of the Mishkan. So in advance of the building of the Mishkan, which could be causing an Ayin Hara, could bring on an Ayin Hara, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in advance of that, I'm going to give you the protection, which are the brachas of the Birkas Kohanim. So there we have it. Based on this, a Shmira, a protection from the Ayin Hara, is indeed those psukim of the Birkas Kohanim. That is protection number three. And number four, and this is something indeed that we see, especially when you go to Tzfat, is the color of Techeles, that greenish-bluish color. And the Siach Yitzchak says as follows, based on the Zohar, that the color of Techeles is a segula to protect against Ayin Hara. So the Zohar says as follows, I'm going to paraphrase it, and I have it in the Hebrew in an easier language. It says as follows, the reason that we had Shenitzavu Shekisoi Mishkan Yebetzeva Techeles, why is the covering of the Mishkan, the cover of Techeles, the reason based on the Zohar is to protect from Ayin Hara, from the Mizikim. What are the Mizikim? Shanivrayin El Yonim. There are celestial bodies that indeed can cause damage, and accordingly, the Mishkan was covered with something colored Techeles in order to avoid the Ayin Hara, because the Mizikin, they don't have the koach of Ayin Hara to attack something that is the color of Techeles. The fisha kasher hem evitim b'tzeva Techeles nital mehem hakoach lazik b'Ayin Hara, because when they see something of Techeles, their ability to cause harm is taken away from them. And now, in fact, the Zohar continues along the following line, and they say as follows, somebody who is wearing tzitzis and has Techeles on the tzitzis as well. Same concept, that Techeles protects them from an Ayin Hara. And continuing, the Siach Yitzchak says, Umidvar shall save our Zohar anu lemedim. We learn from the Zohar that the color of Techeles helps protect against an Ayin Hara. And we have an asmachta, yesh bekach leminag Yisrael. We have an asmachta that there's a minag that some people have to put a little stone colored Tcheles, the color of Tcheles, to avoid, they put it on their children to avoid a problem of Ayin Hara. So I guess as some sort of decoration on hanging on them or some jewelry. So that would be a stone that is the color of Tcheles. So even more so when we go up to Tzfas, you see houses painted the color of Tcheles, and also Kivrei Tzadikim as well. Many of them, or some of them, certainly in the Tzfas area, are colored the color of Tcheles, like the kever of the Arizal, and the kever of the Beis Yosef, and the kever of the Ramak, that's Moshe Kardozovo, and also Rav Alkovitz as well. Rav Alkovitz, so many of their kvaros are colored blue, color of Tcheles, and the reason apparently is because even the dead need a protection from Ayin Hara. There are actually sources that say that even somebody who's passed away needs a protection from Ayin Hara. Now, why the color of Tcheles? What's so special with the color of Tcheles? So this is a Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that the color of Tcheles is very significant. And it says, Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma Nishtana Tcheles Mikol Minei Tzivoni. Why is Tcheles so special? Why is it so different from all the other colors? And the concept here, we have it on the tzitzis, why Tcheles? So the Tcheles, the color of Tcheles is like the yam, like the color of the ocean water. And the color of the ocean water is like the rakia up above. And the rakia is like the kisei hakavod and the various psukim that discuss that. So we have there, accordingly, that the Tcheles is like the Kisei HaKavod. It reminds of the Kisei HaKavod, so it has a special power, it has a special skula, effectively, of a celestial power, just like the Kisei HaKavod. So that's why Tcheles specifically has the power to avoid, protect against Ayin Hara. So now we have it, just to recap, four different solutions or protections from the Ayin Hara. Number one, Davar Asamoy Min Ayin, something that is hidden from the eye, no Ayin Hara. Dagim, fish, some sort of protection. Number three, the Birkas Kohanim, Yivrach Hashem V'yish Merecha, protection. And now we have the color of Tcheles as well. It's Dome to the Kisei HaKavod. It acts as a protection from Ayin Hara as well. Have a wonderful day.